It's a clear, sunny morning, and there's a steady stream of voters stopping by the polls before work. Borough Clerk and Election Supervisor Aleka Fullerton is also there dropping off voting supplies and checking in with poll workers.
So we've had 451 people already vote when the polls opened this morning at 7 a.m., which is tied for the record for early voting.
That's 19% of eligible voters. And she says she's expecting about roughly 39% voter turnout. Katie Palmer and Eric Hawley have been voting in Haines for 35 years. And this year, Palmer says she's most excited about the younger candidates running.
Well, I'm very excited to be able to vote, and I hope everybody gets out and votes. I was excited that there's a write-in for the school board, Keely Baumgartner. And I'm very excited that a young person is running again, because I think the future is possibly a little bleak climate-wise, and I think it's really important that the young people get to start making decisions about the future. So I'm hopeful that Tyler Hueling will get in.
Tyler Hueling is one of four candidates running for two seats on the Haines Borough Assembly. There are six candidates running for four school board seats. Hawley says he also hopes to see former borough manager Deborah Schnabel win an assembly seat.
She's extremely open-minded and considers a lot of different points of view and has a lot of experience in local government.
Gary Keller says he cast votes for assembly candidates Brenda Josephson and Richard Clement.
Josephson and Clements, for sure.
And how come?
Because they're not greenies. They want some commercial activity, something to keep the place alive. Some logging and mining would be good. Or anything else that brings in money for the common working man.
Haines Judge Orion Hughes Knowles is a first-time voter in Haines since he moved to town in January 2020. He said it felt important to participate in the democratic process.
Participation is part of what makes our system work. And so it's always good to see people out and about and know that people are feel the same.
Lauren Fahey displays the signature I Voted sticker on the front of her bright orange jacket. She moved to Haines from Anchorage last year during the pandemic. She says it's been a great experience so far and would like to see more young people represented.
I think that's really important to have, you know, fresh faces out there who are willing to get involved and make a difference.
James Gooch-Ish Hart is an artist and business owner and tribal council member with the Chilkoot Indian Association. He says he'd like to see more collaboration between the tribal council and the Haines Assembly.
I think that since we are the original stewards of this land, that we do deserve an opportunity to have a space at the table. Whether our views are the same, I think we all deserve the opportunity to talk about what's best for our community.
Borough Clerk Aleka Fullerton says ballots have been returned via email by voters outside of town, including fishermen out on the water, and there's still a fax option. All ballots must be returned or postmarked by 8 p.m. Tuesday. That's when polls close. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.